Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So we invited Ruth Major into our studio, too. And Ruth, I'll ask you to take some calls with us. She's an employment lawyer for a major law firm. That's you,
That's
Ruth Major.
Correct.
So you are a labor lawyer representing which side?
Well, I'm primarily employment lawyer, and I handle almost exclusively employees.
Get a little closer to the microphone.
Okay.
So do employers have the right to fire an employee if the employee is not sufficiently patriotic?
Well, in most states, employees are employed at will. So if it's not a violation of a statute and there's no statute that would provide protection to an employee in a private setting, somebody who works for a private employer, there's no law that would prevent somebody from getting terminated for not being patriotic.
So the answer is they can do that.
They can do it, yes.
They can
that. I don't know every 50 states, every municipality, but I would be surprised if there was a law that protected employees from being terminated for not being patriotic.
Somebody told me today that all 50 states are at-will states, that you can fire somebody without cause if you want to. Unless they have a contract that otherwise protects them, you can fire somebody anytime you want, for any reason you want.
Yes, except there are some statutes. For example, you can't terminate somebody because of their race, their religion, protected activities,
sure,
like reporting illegal activities. But other than the statutory protections, if there's no contract that protects you, you can be terminated for any reason.
Sure, so I can't fire you because you're black, and
That's
I don't
correct.
Like blacks, but I can fire a black athlete because they protest during the national anthem.
That's correct.
That's kind of amazing to a lot of us, though. I think you think that if anything celebrates this country, it's the freedom of speech. And even though we don't always like the exercise of it, we all know that we have to protect it. We're all going to live and die by the flag and the First Amendment together. So if I decide to exercise that First Amendment right, a right, you can fire me for that. I just want to be clear about that. Your employer can fire you for doing that.
That's correct. There are a lot of limitations on free speech in the workplace. You know, you can't, for example, you can't make negative comments to customers about your employer. You can't make offensive comments to people that come into your workplace, customers or coworkers.
Sure.
You know, the courts and the legislature are trying to balance the interest of the employer and the interests of the employee. An employee can exercise their free speech outside.
But when Trump first made that comment over the weekend that they should fire these people, I think a lot of us said, no, wait, you can't do that. We have a constitutional amendment. We have protections. While we do have a constitutional amendment, we do have the First Amendment to the Constitution. Tell me if this is also true. Nobody's keeping you from speaking. You are able to exercise your First Amendment right. You can take a knee. And then as an employer, I can do something about it. I have the right to fire you as well. So I guess that's the bitter pill that some of these people are going to have to swallow if they want to do that.
That's exactly right, as long as it's a private employer. And in this case, and maybe we'll talk about that a little later, but there is a contract. So then
right, so the NFL and the players' union have a contract.
Right.
Individual players have contracts, then there's the collective bargaining agreement. My understanding is that most of the player contracts say that that they have to sort of maintain a certain level of decorum. They can't embarrass the league. Baseball famously has that clause. WGN Radio has that clause. If I run nude down Michigan Avenue again, then they would have cause to fire me just because they think that reflects badly on the radio station.
That's correct. Except they're in like, for example, in the one of the players' contracts that I looked at, it does use the word reasonably. And that's Section 11 of the NFL player contract. So there is some standard there. It's not purely at the discretion of the employer. It does have to be reasonable.
Okay, let me read from paragraph 11. I want to see if this is the individual contracts. All players have to sign language that regards their skill, performance, and conduct. And paragraph 11 stipulates that the team can terminate a player's contract. This was in Sports Illustrated today. If the player has engaged in personal conduct reasonably judged by the club to adversely affect or reflect on the club. So if the club decides that your behavior reflects badly on us, we can fire you, right?
That's correct, but it does.
And that's the NFL union's contract with the league.
Well, I believe this is the...
A player contract.
Yes, a player contract. But it does say some contracts will give it completely to the discretion of the employer. This does have language that it has to be reasonably judged to be. So there is a reasonable element.
So how reasonable is this?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, obviously, it depends on if this goes to an arbitrator or a court. The fact finder would have to determine whether they think this was reasonable basis.
Well, the league could sure say, and the president is asserting, that the disrespectful behavior of the players is hurting the revenue of the league because ratings are down. I don't know how you necessarily prove that, but at least coincident to that is the fact that the ratings are down and the players have been protesting. They did last year. So they could say one is causing the other.
I believe so. If they can,
can say that.
Yes.
Do you think that's the case?
I would have no idea, but I do. I mean, my understanding, what I've seen, is there are a fair amount of people that do seem to be upset by players like not coming out like the Steelers did yesterday.
Yeah, but that was before the ratings went down. The ratings have been down. So why are they down? And Trump says it's because of this. And the teams could say, you guys are hurting our bottom line. You have to stand. It's hurting our bottom line when you guys take a knee during the game. I mean, you're working for the company. If you're hurting the, like you just said, mm-hmm. You can't say bad things about the store if you're working the cash register. We'll fire you for that.
Right.
It's hurting revenue.
Right.
So this would be the position of the owners, right?
Right, exactly. So it's hard. I don't know what the owners have done, if the owners have expressed concerns to the players or if the players, the owners are supporting it. If the owners support what's going on, then there's no issue.
Well, here's a real funny thing. Okay, so now that Trump's got this ball rolling, now we all got to deal with it. Suppose then the owners, and NASCAR has done this. NASCAR has said, we will fire, at least some team owners have said, we will fire drivers who do not respect the flag before the race. So if a team started to fire some of its players who took a knee, I wonder if that would hurt the team even more. I mean, it may hurt that they are doing it, but if you start firing players who take a knee during the game or lock their arms, then they will stay away. Then they will have hell to pay.
Right. Well, you risk losing the favor with players and players not signing with you again or not being interested in your team. You also risk losing some of your fan base.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, some might like it, some might not like it.
It's 1:49. Okay, so Ruth is in our studio. All our phone lines are busy. You can ask some questions ever next on WGN. So today we have in our studio a labor lawyer named Ruth Major. She practices in Chicago. She represents, you said, you've actually worked on both sides of the aisle,
I have, right.
And so we're just talking about whether or not an employer has the right to fire an employee if you don't like what they say or do, even if it includes the employer judging that the employee is not sufficiently patriotic. A lot of you have questions or comments about this. We'll start with Jan. You're on WGN. Go ahead, Jan. You're on the air.
Hi, John. I'm Ruth. I'm just... child of the 60s, remembering the flag being burnt in the streets, wondering if we're going to make it through. And at least with the protests that they're giving in the NFL, it's a protest to make you think of what we have to do to make the world a better place. It's a quiet protest. It makes you stop and think and leads to discussions like this that will lead to a better world.
Yeah, I hope so. That's taking the high road, Jan, and I really appreciate that. And, you know, she makes an interesting point. I think Steve was kind of alluding to this earlier, too. I mean, this is a fairly benign form of protest. It's reverential in a way. Imagine if they were burning the flag. In principle, I would be here still having to defend it, but it would be so much harder to defend. This conversation would be much more acrimonious if, in fact, they had done something other than lock arms or take a knee. Don't you agree?
Right. It's in terms of a protest during the national anthem, this is probably one of the least, or, you know, it's not an offensive gesture that they're doing.
In and of itself. Joyce, you're on WGN. What did you want to say?
Oh,
I have to agree with Jan. You know, this protest has nothing to do with our flag. It has nothing to do with our anthem. It has to do with our Bill of Rights. All men are created equal and should be treated as such. Somehow we lost the original purpose of this protest. The anthem, the flag have nothing to do with it. The job of football or the sport of football.
You know, let me ask you this. Let me ask all of you this. I have long wondered why we turn pro sporting events into super patriotic displays. You know, we're going to play the World Series here, and in the seventh inning, they'll stop the game and sing another patriotic song. We do the national anthem, and we'll do God Bless America in the seventh inning again. And it's completely incongruous. It has nothing to do with the sport. And I'm not exactly sure that we need to super patriotize the NFL and the NBA and college football. We're all good Americans. Right. And if you're not, you still ought to be able to enjoy the game.
This whole controversy is hypocrisy at its utmost.
Okay. Thanks for the phone call. I appreciate you joining us. We're out of time for this half hour. But just to be clear, Ruth, so the NFL has contracts with individual players and then a collective bargaining agreement. You've looked at a little of that, as have I today. And it sure does look like, doesn't it, that the NFL has the right to fire the employees, right? Or a team does.
That's correct. There's no protection under the First Amendment for the employees from termination by a private employer like the NFL or the football teams themselves. But their contracts will determine what their protections are. And if they can be terminated at the discretion of the team for engaging in conduct that the team determines is not in the best interest of the business,
right,
then that would be a basis for termination.
And most of us live with that hanging over our heads, that our employers, with some exceptions, I can't fire you because you're Jewish and the federal government has different rules for federal employees, but by and large, most of us work in an environment, including the NFL players, that if I don't like what you're doing, including exercising your First Amendment, I can't fire you.
Right. Most of us actually have fewer rights than the football players because they at least have, it has to at least be some sort of conduct that is damaging to the team.
And they can catch a ball going at a full sprint.
Say it again, Steve.
The owners aren't going to cut football players who are going to lessen their chances of winning.
Well, that's why Colin Kaepernick isn't working, right? If he was Tom Brady, a team would have hired him. Colin Kaepernick you can avoid because he's not the best quarterback in the NFL. If he were a better player, I think plenty of teams would have hired him by now.
Well, they argue he's on the fringe, so he might have suffered. You know, he might have been signable had he not had this toxin around him.
But talk about courage of your convictions. The players are willing to, you know, they're putting their careers on the line. Are the employers willing to put their financial interest on the line? Like, let's see the Pittsburgh Steelers fire some players now because they don't like what they did. It's going to hurt their chances, and the fans are going to like the team less without their favorite players. But if the Pittsburgh Steelers are so principled, then yes, they should fire these players. Let's see them do that. No team has fired a player yet. Ruth, thanks for coming into our studio. We'll call on you again.
Okay, thank you very much.
It's nice to meet you. Ruth Major, it's 158. This is WGN.